But Chris Hogan is a guy that he loves the AFC East. He's played for the Bills, the Pats, the Jets. He also spent some time in Carolina, but he won two Super Bowls, went to three in a row with New England. Prior to that was in Buffalo. Really quality guy, really quality wide receiver, and he's always loved lacrosse. He played lacrosse growing up, played it a bit in college, and he's decided, I'm going to try it out, man. I want to try out playing professional lacrosse, and he's going to do that in the PLL. That draft is upcoming. He will be in the draft, and he's going to go play. He's committed to it, and he wants to stay in the NFL if he can. You know, at this point, he's a free agent. Well, who knows if it's going to happen or not? But we began by asking that, him that. You know, Chris Hogan, take us through this process. Why all of a sudden, at 33, after 10 years in the NFL, you decided, I'm going to test out the whole professional scene of lacrosse?
Just going to throw it out there. I'm not officially hanging them up football-wise, but not closing that door yet. But, you know, at this point in my career, you know, I've played 10 years in the league. I started in lacrosse, really was my roots of, you know, where I began this whole journey. I always wanted to end up doing something in lacrosse. Didn't know what it was going to entail, but, you know, I kind of had this opportunity put in front of me, and I thought it would be such a unique opportunity to play two professional sports, especially at the level that the PLL has created. You know, it's fascinating. It's exciting. You know, so I'm gearing up. I'm getting the stick back in my hands and, you know, excited about the opportunity to compete with these guys.
Well, obviously you played lacrosse growing up and you're familiar with the sport. You're quality at the sport. But while you've been in the NFL, I'm sure that's taken up the majority of your focus. So how often during off seasons, you know, over the past decade or so, have you even been picking up a lacrosse stick and going out there and playing?
I mean, I haven't really been playing too much. I've always had, you know, I've got lacrosse sticks, you know, scattered all over my house. And, you know, I pick them up during the year. I've always had one in my locker throughout the season just to pick up and play around with. You know, so I picked it up. It's definitely something that I haven't lost, but it'll be something that I'm going to have to get back to training for. You know, shooting on the run, you know, the physical, the training, the conditioning, you know, that stuff is not going to change for me, whether I'm playing football or lacrosse. You know, it's really just about getting it back on the field and you know, working on the, you know, that skill specific stuff. So I got a few months here before the draft and before the season starts. So I'm just kind of kicking that into high gear and, you know, doing as much as I can.
That's where I was going to go. So you're saying that the training is not really different, or you're just going to train really like it's, you're a multi-sport guy, obviously, but there's no difference in training for football than there is for lacrosse, per se?
No, not really. You know, I really, you know, my football training every single year has really just been focused on speed and acceleration and, you know, maintaining the strength that I have. And, you know, always trying to get a little bit stronger in different areas. But I think maybe the biggest difference might be just a little bit more of, you know, the conditioning part of things, you know, because lacrosse is, you know, such a fast paced game, and really there's not much slowing down, you know, while you're on the field. So being able to run and sprint at, you know, for longer periods of time rather than, you know, an average football play is, you know, 4 or 5 seconds long. You know, playing in lacrosse, you know, probably, you know, I could be running for, you know, a few minutes, you know. So I think that the conditioning part of things I'll have to focus on a little bit more. And, but other than that, I mean, I haven't really changed much other than, you know, really just, you know, everything I do every morning starts off with, you know, hitting the wall or shooting.
How did you deal with the violence in lacrosse? I'm telling you what, I played hockey my whole life, and I thought it was kind of a dangerous, violent sport. I showed up at a lacrosse game, and people were cross-checking each other across the neck as hard as they could, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. How do you actually, how was there not fights and brawls every game?
Dude, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, it's like, You gotta have the ultimate restraint when you play this sport, you know,
because God.
It's like, you know, you're getting, you know, hitting the shins, hitting the forearms, you know, it seems like every year guys are wearing less and less padding too. which is kind of crazy. But you know, I guess you can dish it out as much as you can take it, right?
Yeah. Are you allowed to just tee off and slash a guy with your stick as hard as you can? Like I saw some stuff where I'm like, there is no way that's allowed.
Get away with it. there's definitely some things that you can get away with as I would say, as long as you're trying to make contact with, you know, a padded area of, you know, of the guy that you're playing against, I think, you can get away with, you know, taking some healthy hacks at people. I think once you start kind of making contact with areas that are not as padded, you know, but yeah, once that, you know, the level of play, I mean, I feel like they just let more and more go. It's a physical sport. I mean, for people that don't know anything about it, I mean, they watch hockey and then, you know, you kind of transition over to lacrosse just on a bigger field. I mean, you know, it's definitely, there's more room and it's not as condensed, but people are still getting after it.
Oh, big time, man. It's an awesome sport to see live. It's a great sport. We're chatting with Chris Hogan, two-time Super Bowl champ, longtime NFL wideout, and he's going to be a part of the Premier Lacrosse League, like you mentioned. He's waiting for the draft. He'll see where he goes and he's going to start playing. And you're coming in with a profile. You know, like you're, as I said, you got millions in the bank. You've won two Super Bowls. You played in three straight for New England. Your boys with Brady. You know, considering what we just talked about, do you think there'll be more of a target on your back, considering the nature of the sport? And here you come, Chris Hogan. You're rolling in there. Do you think the all eyes are going to be on you to make sure that, you know, you're bringing what you're supposed to bring?
Listen, I mean, I'm sure that everyone's going to be anxiously waiting to see, you know, what I'm capable of doing, and whether that's a target on my back or whatever it is, you know, it's always welcomed. You know, playing in the NFL is not something that was an easy job for the last 10 years. And, you know, when you play, especially in a place like New England, you have a target on your back every single week, and guys are giving you their best every single week in and week out for, you know, however long you make it in the season. So I learned that pretty quickly when I got my chance to play up there for 3 years. You know, and I expect to go out on the lacrosse field and compete with these guys. And I expect them to, you know, give me everything that they have. And I hope that they expect that I'm going to go out on the field and give them everything that I have for as long as I have the opportunity to play against these guys. And, you know, I'm working hard to, you know, really go out there and put my best, you know, version of Chris Hogan, the lacrosse player, out there. And, you know, I hope that I can earn the respect of these guys pretty quickly.
Well, that three-year run in New England, you show up, you come from Buffalo, and, you know, your years in Buffalo, you knew what was going on in the AFC East. You knew what Brady and Belichick and the Pats were all about. You were on the wrong side of it for a few years. And then you roll into New England, you go to three straight Super Bowls and win two of them. Just an unbelievable run. And can you take us through, like, when it dawned on you, okay, I'm not only at a great spot here, and I'm riding shotgun here with Brady and Belichick and the whole crew, but I'm about to do something, you know, if I could do it once, I'd be ecstatic. I'm about to do it three times, going to the Super Bowl year in, year out.
It was a wild ride. I mean, getting to the first one was something that, you know, you obviously, when you start this journey and playing the NFL, that's the ultimate goal, right? To get to the Super Bowl and get a chance to play on that big stage. And, you know, I was just so fortunate to be able to make it there that first year, you know, have a good year with them and really contribute to that team. And then to win it in the fashion that we did win it, you know, that, I mean, couldn't have wrote that story any better to cap off that year. And then the years to follow, I mean, it was just like every single year, you know, people tried to write us off, said that, you know, we weren't going to be good enough, didn't have the talent. You know, heard the whole Brady's too old and didn't have enough weapons, you know, year in and year out. But we had a good team in New England. You know, a lot of guys that just wanted to contribute as much as they could, try to win football games. Bill had us prepared as best as we could every single week. And, you know, getting a chance to go to three Super Bowls in 3 years was pretty special. You know, I wish I would have had that. Wish I would have went 3 for 3, but I'll take 2 out of 3.
Yeah, no kidding, man. 2 out of 3 is pretty good. How often? What was the party like? You know, when you guys won the Super Bowls, we just saw Brady and Gronk doing what they were doing down in Tampa. Was it similar up in New England? How would you compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to be on a boat in the sun rather than freezing your butt off in New England. But honestly, the parties, the parades that we went on were, it was incredible. I mean, they literally, the whole city shuts down. You got millions of people just flooding the entire street. The fan base in New England is amazing. Everyone lives and breathes, Patriot football up there, and getting a chance to experience that a few times, it was awesome. I mean, it's wild. People go crazy up there, during the parade. So definitely stuff that, memories that I'll never forget, getting a chance to do that a few times.
We've talked about the Super Bowl ring, like a championship ring conversation on the show a lot, because they're all like obnoxious, man. They're just outrageously large and expensive. Yeah. And we've asked past champions on the show before, how often do you bring it out? How often do you wear it, and where would you wear it? Can you answer that for us? What is your daily routine, or monthly or yearly routine with the Super Bowl rings?
I literally don't. It would weigh down my hand to have these things, wear them out. It just, I feel like I don't even know what the occasion would be. It probably would have to be like a reunion of some sort for the New England, Patriots 2016 and 2018, Super Bowl champion team to wear them again.
Don't you think it's a good idea for teams to have two? Like, one that goes in the trophy case, and one that's a small, like an older one that they handed out in the 70s or 80s or something, that's reasonable to wear out. I wonder why teams don't do that. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess it's just become such a an expectation. Every single year it's like, who can outdo the last ring?
That's crazy, man.
And, In New England, obviously, they kept having to add more and more trophies onto it because they added every single trophy that they won. So the thing just kept getting bigger and bigger. It's pretty awesome to have them. I do not wear them very often, if at all. They're in a safe and for safekeeping, and they're nice to look at and show people every now and then who are supporters and fans, just to show them like exactly what it looks like and how much these things weigh.
It's very cool to have. I don't dispute that, and I'm not surprised. Like, you can't really wear that around. You're not going down to like a 7-Eleven wearing a Super Bowl. No, it's not happening. The Premier Lacrosse League, the draft is coming up. Chris Hogan will be in it. He's going to be playing in this league. It's a really, really cool story. Good luck with that. Good luck with your next chapter in the NFL as well, and we really appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
There he is, Chris Hogan, friend of the show. Love it. Got to track that story, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's awesome.
The two-sport athlete, it's not possible anymore. You don't see it. And I wish we could get back to that. It just doesn't seem overly realistic.
Who's the last guy?